So at the Gemara, we are on the bottom two lines of Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Now we just mentioned the Machlokes of Nachman and Reb Sheshes, and whether the Kehanim, when they were doing the pious, when they were doing the lottery, were they wearing Bigdei Chol, their own weekday clothing? That's what Reb Nachman held. Or were they already wearing Bigdei Kodesh, when they were already wearing the regular Bigdei Kahuna? Omer Reb Nachman, second line from the bottom, Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Omer Reb Nachman, how do I know that I'm right? How do I know that they were all wearing the Bigdei Chol, the weekday begotten, their own begotten? Did not. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Maseches Talmud, Mosne, after the pious, after the lottery, what happened? The Mishnah speaks out the process. Mosron the Chazonim, they gave over the Koyhein, the Kehanim who won, or we'll see in a minute, that's what we're assuming, to the Chazonim, to the Shamashim, you know, the special people who were in charge of the Beis HaMikdash over there. They would strip off Yene Koyehin's clothing. The only thing they would strip him down until his mechanesayim, until his shorts, his underwear, undergarments, and this is what happened right after the pious. Zot Gemara Tar Balan Chesam and Chavheim and Aleph. My love, Boisin Shazochul the pious. Isn't the Mishnah to who do we give over to the Chazonim? Who's the one that's being stripped down their clothing? Aren't we talking about the Kehanim who won the pious? If they won the pious and they were already wearing their Bigdei Kahuna, there's no reason for them to be Mafshes Bigdeiim. Means you see clearly they were obviously wearing their Bigdei Chol. Now because they won the pious, now they're going to have the schos to do the Atonement, to do the Shumas Hadash, to do the whatever. So now they're given over to the Chazonim, they get unclothed, I mean they take off their Bigdei Chol, and they'll go to the mikvah, etc., and put on their Bigdei Kahuna. That's what Nachman says. You see, obviously, during the actual pious, they were wearing their Bigdei Chol, their weekday Bigodim. Omer Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Sheish, Loi, no. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says, Rav Sheish, Loi, no, that's not what the Mishnah means. It means, Bo'isin Shad Loi Zachol HaPayis. This Mishnah is not talking about the winners of the pious, it's talking about the losers of the pious. Now what? All the losers of the pious are given over to the Chazonim, and now they're stripped down, meaning they take off their Bigdei Kahuna, because they don't need to be wearing their Bigdei Kahuna, and they'll change back to their Bigdei Chol. Hachanayim Istavra, says Rav Sheish. But Uriah, we're talking about the ones, the losers, the ones who did not win the pious. If you think we're talking about the ones who won the pious, the winners, the one who's going to be doing now the Avodah, the Karban Tumah, the Shumas Hadash, or whatever, what did the Mishnah say? They would strip him down to everything until the Mechnesayim, until all he's wearing is the Mechnesayim. How could that be? Well, Tanya, the Brisa says, we saw this Brisa a couple of blot ago. How do we know that nothing should be worn before the Mechnesayim? That you put the Mechnesayim on the Besaroy. So now, if you're telling me that we're talking about the ones who were Zachu Lepais, they won, meaning they were wearing Bigdei Chol, so now you're stripping them down, and they're still wearing their Mechnesayim, of Bigdei Chol. So then you're stuck. What? Then you're going to put on now the Bigdei Kahuna on top of the Mechnesayim Shel Chol, and then take off the Mechnesayim. Right, the Gemara is going with assumption. They're not actually going to be naked. They're going to be unclothed at any time. So what happens? That means they're going to be wearing the Mechnesayim, the Bigdei Chol Mechnesayim. Then they're going to put on their Ksoinus, the Bigdei Kodesh, and then slip off the Mechnesayim of Chol and put on the Mechnesayim of Kodesh. You can't do that. That means the Mechnesayim of Kodesh got put on after the other three begotten. So that's just one line and you'll see the alternative. V'idach, Rev Nachman answers, no. Holoi kasha, that's not a kasha. Hachi katani, this is what the Mishnah means. Ad sha'odin aleim Bigdei Chol, while they're still wearing their Bigdei Chol, ma'bishan oisa michnesei kodesh, then, while they're still wearing their Bigdei Chol, slip off whatever other garments they're wearing, the michnesayim shechol, put on their michnesayim shechol kodesh. Now, then unclothe all their Bigdei Chol, They would only be left with the mechnisa, wearing the mechnisayim. So now the mechnisayim is the only thing that's al bezara. The only thing al bezara is the mechnisayim shel kodesh. That's what Rav Nachman's going to answer. We're talking about the ones who won. Rav Sheshes apparently didn't like such an uptight in the Mishnah, and then said, "Wait a second! If they're wearing their big day kodesh already, if they're wearing their big day chayim." And you're stripping them down until the Mechnesayim is the Mechnesayim that they were wearing the whole time. Mechnesayim they were wearing the whole time means they're still wearing the Mechnesayim Shalchol. Okay, then what are you doing? You're not taking that off and putting new Mechnesayim on because they don't go Orem. Sometimes you're putting on the Ksoinis, the Big Day Kodesh first, then swapping the Mechnesayim of Chol to Mechnesayim of Kodesh. You can't do that. That means the Mechnesayim Shal Kodesh was not the first garment on of the four Big Day Kahuna. Again, that's the Reb Sheshes, why he didn't like this. But Reb Nachman says, not sure. That's how the Mishnah means. Reb Sheshes, now we're going to bring Rai the other way. Reb Sheshes says, where's my Rai? How do I know my halacha that they were wearing Big Day Kahuna, the Big Day Kodesh, at the time of the pious, at the time of the lottery? Titania, because the price says, the Sefta, Lishkas Hagozis, Kimin Besilki Gedoy Lohoiso. Lishkas Hagozis was fashioned like a Besilki, some type of room with a big room on top. It is an English word, actually, a basilica now. I don't know exactly what it is, a type of room. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but came in basilki gedoy lohi, so that's how the room was fashioned. Payis b'mizracha, the payis was on the eastern side of the Lishkas Hagozis. I mean, that's where the Kahanim were all standing on the eastern side of the room. V'zokin Yoishim Marova, the Zokin is kind of Bezdin, the one who's going to be, you know, paskining and ruling over and watching over the pious. He was on the Marova on the western side. V'kehanim mukofim v'oimdim kimin b'chulyar. The Kehanim were circled and standing like a b'chulyar, like a bracelet, like a circle, a circle around. V'hamamuna bo, we saw this really in Rashi in the Mishnah a couple of lot ago. V'hamamuna bo v'noito mitznefes miroshah shal echamayhem. The mamuna would come and take the mitznefes off of one of the kehanim's heads, or a random kohen's head. V'yoidim shemenu pais maschol. And therefore now, when the kohen in the middle, when he picks a number, 169, he starts from that kohen that the mamuna already removed his mitznefes. Period. End of the braisa. That means the guy was wearing a mitznefes already. If you're telling me they're all wearing a big day chol, mitznefes, but big day chol miika, the kohen has a mitznefes on? If we're removing his mitznefes, that means he's wearing his mitznefes. That means he's wearing his big day kahuna, his four big day kahuna. And this is at the start of the pious. So obviously they're wearing big day kahuna by the pious. Well, there's a mitznefes in the big day chol? Pashto's not, or so Rav Sheshes bring a raya. Therefore, l'choy a raya that they were wearing their big day kahuna at the time of the pious, at the time of the lottery. And for the Gemara, no, in, yeah, even on big day chol there was mitznefeses. K'detan Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda taught over, v'yitam Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, koyin she'asasa lo'im ha'ksoynes, a koyin whose mother made for him a ksoynes, even by avodas yochid is allowed to even do an avodas yochid of a carbon yochid in those ksoinis. So Rashi explains that chavivas hakahuna, the mothers would fashion from when their kids were young. They would already, you know, what you might call the play dress, the dress up, you know, of the kahuna. Al the chavivas of the kahuna, the mothers would dress their kids up. So the mothers of the kehanim, they would taka make big day kahuna for their kids. It obviously wasn't shel kodesh, meaning it wasn't really from hektish. It wasn't shel kodesh, it was shel chol. But yeah, they would have it. The kohanim would have it. And not only that, you see, Rav Shmuel says he's able even to do an avodas yochid in such a kesoinis. I don't know exactly what the hagdara of those avodas yochids are. We'll have to wait to daf lamed hei to see details on that. I did not look that up. They wouldn't be able to make it, I hear. You mean the mothers who are doing it wouldn't be able to make an avni of shatnis according to that shita. L'chayra, you're right. Period. End of the Shnaka Vatarya, and that's where we're leaving off. Machlokes Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshes on whether they were wearing the Big Day Choil or the Big Day Kodesh. Each one attempted to bring a raya, and the other shita did not like the raya. Let's see Rashi. Bottom line of Chav Dalar Amabez. L'chazonim shamoshim. The shamoshim, the people that were the helpers in charge. V'oysim shaloi zochu l'payis. Hayo mafshitim big day kodesh and piece of when they would take off their big day kodesh that they were wearing when they did the lotteries. Tiso g'daitech v'oysim shazochu. V'afshoto zu big day choy l'abishim big day kodesh. If you think to say we're talking about the one who won the payis, the winner, and now we're taking off his big day choyl and putting on his big day kodesh. V'katoni loy hayu manichim alayim elam michnes echol. We'll leave on the michnesayim. Alma mabishin oisam big day kodesh al michnes echol. So it must be they're leaving on the michnesayim of choyl, the weekday one, the non kodesh one. They would put on all the rest of the big day kodesh. V'yachagach poistim michnes echol v'loyvishin la michnes echodesh. We take off the michnes echol and put on the michnes echodesh. That can't be. V'hatanya v'chulu. That can't be because we know the michnesayim has to be the first of the big day kahuna on. And Menachem says that's not shver because they were first when they were still wearing big day choil. He would put on the malbishnos and michnesay kodesh kadesh lo yamdu arumim kishav shitim so that they're never naked, never totally unclothed. So they slip off the big day, the michnesayim shachoil. Put on the Mechnesayim Shal Kodesh, then take off everything else and put back on the Big Day Kodesh, Big Day Kahuna. Lishkas Agazim on the third small line of Rashi and Chaveyim and Aleph. Lishkas Agazim Shashom Hayom HaPis, and that was the room that they did the pious in. Basilki, Bayis Gavoya Sha'al Aliyah, a big house that's even on top of an attic. Pious B'Mizrocha, Kivutzas Hekif HaMifaisim B'Mizrocha Hoysa. The area where they would make their circle for and for their pious was on the eastern side of the Lishkas Agazis. V'zokat shel bezdin hamoyer lehen seder hapayosin. He would show them the order, the arrangement, how to do the pious. Yoshi Marovi, he was sitting on the western side. Bechulyur ogol round shekoyer nushko. Shemimenu maskul minyan cheshbin hapayis. They would take off the misnefes of one koyin. That would be the simin that we're starting from him. K'moshi b'rashi b'rashi haperek. L'rashi explained at the beginning of the perek. I said, if it's not Big Day Kodesh, what's a Mitznefes? Everything we know. Taka, it was such a thing. King Tony, Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the Kabbalah Paragimel, Shehayu Imoiseim Shokehanim, Oises Lebneim Mishelohem. The mothers of Kehanim would make from their own garments. Kemin Big Day Kahuna, similar to Big Day Kahuna, Laharis Teferis Oishun Venoy Melachton, to show off the beautiful wealth and the beauty. The Kamahim Mahadis Mitzvahs, how much they, Mahadah, they appreciated, they enjoyed the Mitzvah. He can even do an avodah zochar in those garments. So we see the concept existed. Yeah, even amongst big day choil, they would have the kehanim would have mitznefeses. We're back in the Gemara, right around the halfway down the Amud, maybe a drop less than halfway down. Amud Abayim, Shema Mino, from that brisa that we just quoted, regarding the Lishkas Agazis, Shema Mino, Lishkas Agazis, Chetzim Bekodesh VeChetzim Bechol. Two things. Number one, we see the Lishkas Agazis must have been partially in the Kodesh of, jutting into the Azara, into the Hechol, where it actually was part of the Kodesh, and partially jutting out where it was in the Chol, where it was non-Kodesh area. That's number one. And number two, v'shma mino, shnei p'sochem ayula. It must have had two doorways, two entrances. Echad p'suach b'kodesh, one of them opening up to the kodesh area. V'echad p'suach b'chol, and one of them opening up to the chol, to the weekday area. Why? What's the raya? Now we're going to go through the cheshbon. The iso gadaitach kula b'kodesh. If you think to say that the entire Lishkas Agazis was totally Kodesh, was totally in the Kodesh area, Zokin Yoshim Marova, right? The Brisa said the Zokin was sitting on the western side. What? Could a Zokin have been sitting on the western side? Nobody's allowed to sit in the Azara except for the Machlis Beis David, except for the kings of Beis David. But anybody else can't be sitting. If you're telling me the Lishkas Agazis was indented, was fully in the Kodesh area, How could the Braisa say Zokin Yoshim Arova? The Zokin was sitting there. It's impossible. He's not allowed to sit. Elama, it must be in the Choy, or at least partially in the Choy. And if you're going to tell me it was okay, so maybe say fine. Maybe it was 100% in the Choyl area. Now that can't be true either, because what the Braisa say, Pais b'Mizracha, the Pais was on the eastern side of the room. And what? V'habi'inam beis elokim nehalach barogesh v'leka. Remember, like we just spoke out in last Amr, the reason why we had four paises four different times was because we wanted beis elokim nehalach barogesh. We wanted the azara to be full, to be noisy. Look, everyone's running around in the azara because they want to get the zchus and the kavod of being mechaber the ebishter with avoda. If you tell me Lishkas Hagos was totally in the choil, it's not happening in the Beis HaLikim. It's not happening in the Azor. It's not happening in the Makom Kodesh. Elamai. So it must be this room was partially in, and at least some of the eastern side was in the Kodesh, and partially, and at least some of the western side was in the Chol. That's what we established, number one. So far, so good? Let's continue. Now, regarding the doors, another eye regarding the doors. It must be partially half or partially in the Kodesh, partially in the Chol. Now let's continue to the second half of what Abaye said. And if you think it only had one door, and where would the door be open to? Upazuch la Kodesh and opened up to the Kodesh, opening up into the Azorapar. We still have a problem. Zokin Yoshim Arova. Could the Zokin be sitting on the western side at all? Could we have a Zokin sitting? Vatanan, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Psochim or Zvochim, I'm not sure where the Mishnah is. Halishkos habnuyas bechoil, rooms that were built, even if they were built in the choil area, but upsuchas lekoidish, if their door was open to the koidish, toichen koidish, the whole room had din kedusha. Had din kedusha sazara. So if there was only one door and that door was open to the koidish, it wouldn't matter where geographically or architecturally the room was, even if the room was technically outside of the walls of the Azara, but if its only door was open to the Azara, the room automatically got Kedusha's Azara, and again, how could the Zokin be sitting there? He can't be sitting there. Okay, so you want to say maybe there was only one door, and the one door was open to the Choyl, was open to the non-Kodesh, outside of the Azara. Also a problem. Pais and Mizracha, could the Pais have been on the eastern side, meaning in the Kodesh area, like we know it has to be in the Makom Kodesh? Vatanan, the same Mishnah says, Benuyus beKodesh upsuchas lechol techachol. If you have a room, even if it's built fully embedded into the Kodesh area, but if its only door is open up to Chol, it doesn't have a Kodesh Azara. It's a din of a Chol. And therefore, Nachamal, the pious is not happening in the base of the Kim Halach Marogesh. El alav shma menosh pshnei pesachim hayulo. It must be had two doors. Echa pesuach bekodesh, echa pesuach lechol. So we had this room, which was taka. The doors didn't define the room because there were two doors, one to the chol, one to kodesh, and the room was physically, architecturally structured. Part of it in the kodesh, part of it in the chol, and hence, you were able to have the Zokin being Yoshev in the Choyl area. You were able to have the Pais done in the Mizracha, in the Kodesh area, the base of the Kim Nahalach Barogesh. And that's what it is. We see from this Braisa that must be the physical situation of the Lishkos Hagosos. Zokt Rashi. A third of the way down the Amun. Ein yeshiva ba'azara shenemar la'amoid l'shoris ha'omnim l'fnei Hashem. Standing up, serving l'fnei Hashem. El l'amache beis David, the one exception was for the kingdom of David. Shematzinu ba'en yeshiva shenemar v'yovei ha'melech David v'yosher l'fnei Hashem v'yoyim mi anoichim mi beisi v'goymer. That's the Gemara, somewhere else discusses that. The pious has to be in the base of the Kim. So obviously it was in a Kodesh area. Therefore we see, again, the Lishkas Hagosos must be half Kodesh, half Chol, with two doors, one to the Kodesh, one to the Chol. Good? Clear?
In different sides.
Yeah. Now, correct.
And there's a line in the middle.
Yeah, now what's interesting is, east and west, the breakup of Chol and Kodesh is not east and west. It's really north-south. But, let's just say it was halfway north and south, there still was an eastern side that was Kodesh and Choyl, and there was a western side that was Kodesh and Choyl, and it must be the Zakin who was sitting in the Choyl area, was sitting on the Meiriv Tzofa, in the northwestern corner. And the pious happened on the southeastern in the corner or side.
So why would they do the pious?
I think, unless it means taka towards the Mizrach split, because it was on the earlier, if you remember our pictures that we had earlier.
It was on the
Tzofa wall, but very close to the Mizrach. So maybe it was taka embedded backwards into the Hara, into the Ezra's Noshim area. It could be. I'm not sure about that. That's the truth. As far as I'm aware, the Mishnah is not discussing that.
Correct.
I don't know the answer.
This is the Sanhedrin.
Yeah, this because the is where you had Yeshivas and Sanhedrin as well.
They did that, but we're talking about the pious and the Zaka.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who is the Zaka?
I'm just thinking, by the way, it can't be what I just said, that it was embedded towards Ezra's Noshim. Because then it's the wrong sides. It would be the eastern side being Choyl, the western side being Kodesh, and it's the other way around. It's the camp. It doesn't make sense. The math wouldn't make sense.
Right. Correct.
Okay, we're up to the Mishnah Chafei Amud Aleph, two-thirds of the way down the Yamin, three-quarters of the way down the Yamin. HaPayas HaSheni, the second pious. So we had in the last Mishnah, the first of the four piouses that took place every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The first one was Trumas Hadesha. HaPayas HaSheni, the second pious, the second lottery, was multifaceted, or for multiple winners. Mi Shoichin, who's going to be the one to shech the Karban Tamen? Mi Zorik, who's going to do this Rika? Mi Medashim Mizbeach HaPnimi, who's going to be Medashim Mizbeach HaPnimi? Trumas Hadesha, which was the first pious, that's Mizbeach HaChitzay. So Mi Medashim Mizbeach HaPnimi, who's going to do the cleaning off the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZov? Mi Medashin Es Menorah, who's going to clean out the Menorah? Umi Mala Ivarim LaKevesh, who's going to bring the Ivarim of the Karban Talmud up the ramp? And that's broken down into nine people, nine Kehanim. Harosh V'Haregel, the head and the foot. Vishtei Ayadayim, the two hands. Ha'ukitz, like the tail. V'Haregel, on the back right foot, or the back left foot. V'Hachozeh, the chest, that's the part that's facing the ground. V'Hagera, the throat, the neck. Ushtei Adafanis, the two walls, the main bulk walls of the two sides of the animal. V'Akirbayim, the insides, all the insides of the animals. V'Hasoiles, the flower for the Nesachim. V'Hachavitin, that's the Chavitin for the Minchas Chavitin, which was the Kohen Gadol brought every single day. V'Hayayin, and the Yayin, the wine for the Nesachim also. Shloisha Osir Kehanim Zochuboy, this second pious had 13 Kehanim. Rashi goes through it, but very simply, it was nine being mala ivarim, like nine and bringing the stuff up to kevesh, plus the shoichit, that's 10, the zorik is 11, the medashim is beach apnimi is 12, the medashim es menorah is 13. That's your 13. Rashi will go through the count exactly how, but that's the 13. Omer ben Azai lefnei Rabbi Akiva mishum b'Yeshua. Ben Azai said over in front of Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, derech hiluchay hayakarev. The Karban Talmud was brought hukrav on the Mizbeach, the way the animal walks. Now, we'll see in tomorrow's Amud a whole machlekes about this, exactly which the order, the Seder HaDvarim, like our Mishnah, if it is a Shita over here, he had HaRosh V'HaRegel, the head and the back leg, Shtei HaYadayim, Ukis went to the back part of the animal again. You know, it's not going in this order, but as I say, no, the way it's hukrav, the order of the hakrava was as if the animal is walking, you know, from the front, the tip of the nose to the back of the tail. That would be the order of the hakrova. We will see that Bez Hashem tomorrow's Amr in more detail. That's going to be the Gemara's very first question. You wait 1 minute. Right after we see Rashi, that will be the Gemara Shaila. Zogt Rashi. Halfway down the Amr. Masnis. Mi Sheikhir. As a Tavon. Who's going to Sheikh the Karban Tavon? Haroish v'haregel shal yamin b'koyin echot. The roish, the head. V'haregel shal yamin and the right foot, that's the back right. B'koyin echot, that was one koyin. U'shtei hayadayim b'koyin sheni. The two hands, that's the second koyin. Ha'ukets, who was on of the tail. V'haregel shal small and the left foot. B'koyin shlishi, that was the third koyin. Ha'choze, the chest. Who has shuman aroyas akarka? That's the fatty area that sees the ground. The chod chenoy say mikana mikan beloy roshet soloyes. You cut it before you get to the rib area. That would be a fourth kain. The hagera, I'm sorry, hachose the hagera. Who at tzar for the neck? Uboy mechuber hakone the hakovet the halev. That's where it's attached to the windpipe, the liver, the heart. The hachose the hagera bekain revi. So the chose and the gera, the chest and the neck, with a fourth kain. Ushtei adavanis, the two walls, the two sides of the animal, b'chamisha, was the fifth kain. V'akirbayim, the insides, the intestines and all that type of stuff, b'shishi, or the sixth kain. V'asoilis, the flower, isora, in the 1/10, l'minchas niska shotomid, which was the flower for the nisachin, that was a seventh kain. V'achavitim, chatzi isrinu shekoyin godo, the half of the isorin of the koyin godo, shekorevim atmidim b'choyoyim. The Kohen Gadol would bring his Karban Mincha every single day together with the Karban Tamid, Shenemar, Machatzisa Beboiker, Machatzisa Be'erev, half in the morning with the Karban Tamid of the morning, half at night with the Karban Tamid of the night. V'somach Lei, Al Machavas, B'Shem and Teosa, you would do it on a frying pan with oil. Lekach Kara Chavitin, that's why it's called Minchas Chavitin, because it's done like on a frying pan. So that would be number 8. Koin number 8, the Hayayin Sholosh Lugin Shanisach Lekemes Atoma, the 3 Lugin of wine, that would be Koin number 9. Right, and then on add that, the Shoichit, the Zoyrik, the Medashim Bezbechapadim, Medashim Menoira, there are, that's your 13. Yud Gimel Koyanim Zoichim Boy Bepayez Zehachor, in this, Zehashedi, the second Payez, Sholosh Estre Avoides Koyanim Menuyas Khan. There were 13 Avoides done by the Kehanim, all incorporated in this one pious Hashem, this second pious. And then, but as I said, the way the animal walks when it's alive, that's how you'll be makar of the actual carbon tamid. Of the Gemara Mefarish Lo, well, the Gemara will explain that. We'll see that Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.
Are we still missing one leg?
No. You had one leg together with the Roish, and you had one regal together with the ukis, with the tail. You see that? Haroish v'horegel, hashtei yadayim, and then hazon of horegel. So that's your 4 feet, or 2 feet and 2 hands, as the Mishnah calls it.
Do you know why we did a regal with the
Roish? I don't know anything yet. Let's wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow. Iboilu, Fretta Gemara, Rabbi Yoyos Shailo. Kishayim mefaisin, la'avoy da achas mefaisin, oidilma l'chol avoy da va'avoy da mefaisin. When they would do this pious, this 13 kibudim, would it be one pious for the 13 kibudim? Meaning, he would, like we said, all the kehanim go in a circle, and he picks a number out of 221, and he goes around, he counts everyone's fingers until he gets to 221. When they get to 221, now the next 13 all get to do these 13 kibudim.
I'm trying to think, theoretically, one person win every single lottery, is what you want to say?
Well, no, or do we say, no, they would do a separate lottery count, a separate number for each one of the 13.
Yeah, so theoretically he could win every single lottery.
Well, I don't know, could it be, I don't know, that would be a second question. Does his ticket get taken out after he wins the first one? I mean, all of a sudden, after he wins that first prize, they take that ticket out, they don't put the ticket back in.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, another Shaila Gemara doesn't discuss that, so I can't answer that. We know by the Keteres, we know one and out total, forever. By the Korban Tomid, it was not one and out forever. Every day or every week, whatever it is, he could end up getting it again. I don't know, within the same 13, would it be a one and out, taking out his ticket or not? I don't know.
For that day.
Yeah.
For your whole time of service till you get to Mishmar.
usually, unless there was lack in Kehanim somewhere on a different day or whatever it is, right? Toshma, so that's our Shiloh. So on this, on pious number two, was it one pious or was it really 13 separate pious? Toshma, come in here. Abraisa, Arba pious are you shom? There were four pious. There were four lotteries, right? Like our Mishnah said, there were four lotteries. If you're telling me each one of the 13 was its own lottery, so it comes out, you really have more than four. You really have, right, yeah, you have an extra, no, 12 more. No, Omer Menachem Bar Yitzchak, no, Hachik Omer, Arba Pa'omim Nichnosim Lahofis. It just means there are four separate, four times the Kehanim congregated in the Lishkas HaGozis to do the pious. Each time they gathered, there could have been multiple kibudim and lots that were being drawn, you know, fingers that were being given multiple times. It just meant four times throughout the day, the Kehanim would all gather together to do this pious session. Not necessarily that there wasn't a separate lot for each one. Let's see Rashi. Like eight lines from the bottom. La voida achas mefayis akagoin. Mi sheichet. Who's the sheichet? Ulichesh yizke misha zocha l'shchito. Once we have a winner for the shchito, shuvin pious l'shayud bezavodis. They wouldn't do another pious for the remaining 12. Elo kehanim shemukofim liyimino nemeshachem acharo. The next 12 people to his right would be the ones who would be zoicha kifisidir avodosai. Sheini, the second one, would be zrika. Shlishi, the third one, would be disha bezbecha pnimi. Revi, the fourth one, the menaira. V'chei kulam. And continue, the next 12. Each one of these 13 avoidas, they would nochem stick out their fingers and they would pick a number and they would go around counting. Whoever wins that one wins that one. We attempted to bring a raya, we said not a raya. Oh, we'll stop over here. We'll be as Hashem continue tomorrow.